And we're back on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon here at the Air Show Performers Tent, which is on the flight line at the Air Operations Center. My co-host today, Doreen Hillard. It's a beautiful day down here in Air Show Center.
Absolutely. We're getting ready for our second show, and I think it's going to be awesome. And today we have one of our up-and-coming air show performers in the country. Bill Stein spoke about him a few minutes ago, and we have Sammy Mason with us here today. Welcome, Sammy.
Thank you, Doreen.
I don't know a lot about you. I've heard a lot about you, and I've heard a few stories, but I would really like to hear about you the day you soloed.
Well, there was a couple first solo days in my life, and the first one was in a glider. It was my 14th birthday. That's the youngest age you're allowed to solo any airplane in the United States. So my parents got a glider project. That's what they do for a living, is they restore airplanes. And they rebuilt it when I was a little kid, and then when I was 14, I got to solo it on my birthday.
Wonderful. Now, did you get to see parts of the airplane being built and get your hands in it?
Yeah, I was pretty little at the time, but I definitely remember the airplane, the shop. And my parents work with wood and fabric airplanes, old airplanes. And the Schweitzer 222, the wings are metal. And there's a lot of rivets. And I remember they made a joke about all the rivets having a smiley face. Because they'd mess up and they'd make a divot and it looked like a smiley face.
I like that story. What do you think?
You weren't shooting the rivets, Sammy?
No, I think I was really little then. I was probably 5, 6.
Okay, and then following on, you decided that you like flying gliders so much, you went out and got another one, didn't you?
Yeah, after I sold the Schweitzer, we found it was actually a pretty famous airplane. It's a Fournier RF4D, and it's a German-built, French design, all-wood, fabric-covered motor glider, single place. It has a Volkswagen engine in it, one magneto, 40 horsepower, and we found it in Santa Barbara, I believe, and brought it back, took the fabric off of it, had some woodwork done to it. My mom recovered the airplane, my dad and I painted it, and my uncle rebuilt the Volkswagen engine, and I started flying that when I was 14 and a half-ish, and flew it solo all the way for 2 years, and I put 230 hours on it.
Wow. And you didn't just fly from here to there in that airplane, Sammy. That was your introduction to aerobatics.
Yeah, that was the first real aerobatic airplane that I had access to. So I was, as a student pilot still at 14, I was doing aerobatics by myself, practicing. And when I turned 16, I got my private pilot glider. So you can get you can solo powered airplane. We'll get to that, I guess. But you can get your glider license and take passengers and also perform in air shows and contests.
When you're 16.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. In a glider. Yeah.
So I flew my first aerobatic contest in that airplane when I was 16, and then later my first air show at Santa Paula Airport, my home airport, when I was 16.
Doreen?
I had a question for you. I noticed that it's all in the family. You've got an uncle and your mom, and everybody's involved. Is there other family members that are helping you out?
Yeah, it's funny. Everybody in my family is in aviation somehow. My grandfather on my dad's side, also named Sammy Mason, learned how to fly when he was a kid growing up in South Central LA in the 30s, and actually 20s. And my dad was the youngest of 8 children, and everybody in the family soloed. All the boys and girls, there's 2 girls, all the guys went on to become some type of aviation career.
Wonderful.
So then what? Where do we go from there? You got your glider, then you move from there. When you turn 17.
So my 17.
Well, let's go back to your powered airplane solo.
Okay, so I turned, on my 16th birthday, I soloed 10 different airplanes, powered airplanes, on my 16th birthday, and that was probably one of the better days of my life. Getting to solo 10 different powered airplanes. I started with my dad's 450 horsepower Stearman, same airplane my grandfather flew in air shows. same type of airplane. And now I got to solo my mom's cub that she's had since she was 19. And then our host, now I got to solo Jaymont's cub, Jeff, over here. And that was nice of him. And I got to solo Mooney Mite, a couple Cessnas, an AgCat. That was cool. A single place airplane. Got to do that.
Then more cubs and some other.
Yeah, there's
a sundry of airplanes.
Some airplanes that equal 10.
Airplanes just kept pulling up, and you just kept hopping out of one and getting in another, and off Sam would go.
Yeah, my dad would be scribbling the endorsement in my logbook, and yeah,
everything
I'd
had
go.
To be legal. So we were all endorsing logbooks like crazy that day. Well, Sammy's logbook.
So I have a question about that. Now, on a normal solo day, you cut off the shirt tail. So were there multiple shirt tails?
I have the picture in my phone. I will show it to you later.
Oh, thank you.
No, there was one shirt tail.
Yep, one shirt tail.
Yep, one shirt tail. He was a happy guy. So let's talk. Let's move forward. Now you soloed, and now you had already performed. You'd already been in competition. Yep. How did you move forward in your aerobatic career?
I hadn't performed yet, so I soloed gliders or powered airplanes, and then shortly after that is when I got my glider rating since I was 16, and then. I moved from the glider onto started flying the Stearman and doing aerobatics and that. And then when I turned 17, on my 17th birthday, I took my private pilot checkride. And shortly after that, I got my first Stearman air show card. And with Wayne Handley, he was my ace.
Oh, I love Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne's awesome. So, and I flew my first air show in the Stearman that year when I was 17. And just that's it.
Yep, and then you got your pits.
Yep, and then when I was 17, we bought my pits project. The previous owner had flipped it over, and it was pretty badly damaged. So we got the airplane for really cheap, and rebuilt it. Good friends of ours in Visalia, with quality paint and body, rebuilt the upper wing for me, and. My dad went through the engine. Our local guy on the field, master welder, fixed all the broken stuff in the airframe, the fuselage. And then my mom and I recovered the wings. And first flight on that was in when I was 18.
You don't hear that very often, do you? My mom and I recovered the wings, huh, Dorian?
I just love it. I think this is your first Oshkosh, is that correct?
Yep, this is my first Oshkosh.
Well, how's it been so far?
Mind-blowing. I still can't fathom it. This is so amazing. It's a dream come true for me. I got to fly in with Michael Goulian, who's a childhood hero of mine. I grew up, you know, watching Mike Goulian. He's going to kill me for saying this. But I grew up looking up to Mike and Sean and all those guys. They're totally my heroes. And I got to practice with them and then fly formation with them into Oshkosh. And that's when it hit me like, wow, I'm at Oshkosh. This is amazing. And I still haven't been around to see everything. It's so big and it's awesome.
Well, you're not only doing air shows, but you also really like competing, don't you, Sammy?
Yeah, I didn't really know I was a competitive person until I started flying competition aerobatics, and it's challenging, it's fun, it's really refines you. I think everybody in the air show industry has flown a couple contests at least, and it's a great way to have fun with your friends, but also be, you know, it's a very good training regimen.
Well, congratulations. You're in the family now, Sammy.
I guess so.
You are. And Doreen, we wouldn't be able to let Sammy go unless... how much time do we have left, guys? 3 minutes? All right. So Sammy, he not only is an avid pilot, but there's some other things that Sammy Mason likes to do. He's a surfer. He rides motorcycles expertly. And skateboarding is like second nature to him. He also does these little tricks. And we're not going to let him go today until we get to see him do a little trick out here.
Oh no.
Because we have the live video feed too, not just the radio. So I'm taking Sammy's going to kill me for this because I didn't tell him he was going to do this. But he loves to do that little performance. So tell us a little bit about... Doreen, who else we have coming up on the show for this second segment?
We have Kevin Coleman in his Extra and Scott Scooter Yoke in his P51 Mustang. And then we have also Jeff Bourbon with the Jack Lynx Screaming Sasquatch to interview. And I believe that's our schedule.
That'll be great. That will definitely fill out the hour. So we have 1 minute left before we take our break. Sammy Mason learned aerobatics long before airplanes came along. He does his aerobatics sometimes without an airplane. So, Sammy, why don't you go out there in front of the camera and show us what you can do? Because Doreen is going to love this. Yeah, right there. That's good, Sammy. Show them what you can do.
I'm watching. Oh, yes. Oh, that's great.
Bravo. All right, Sammy, thanks so much for coming by and talking with us today. It's been great, and I'm sure our listeners have enjoyed hearing about you as well.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good luck in your show on Thursday.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sammy. Thanks, I can't wait to see you fly.
You just did.
Yeah, that's true.
J-Mod G, we're on the fly down at the Airshow Performers Tent, Airshow Center. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to EAA Radio.